Foreign Service Institute, Reading Lao, A Programmed Introduction, Tape 15, Frame 491. Read this word.
Tua.
It means to lie to. Now read the sentence below it.
Ge gu, tua gu.
Now translate it into English. It means my buddy lied to me. Frame 492. Translate this sentence. I lied to the novice monk and write it in the space provided. Now read your answer.
Gu tua jua.
Frame 493. Read this word.
Cham chai.
As you remember,
cham chai
has the meaning to force oneself to do something. Translate this verb phrase, to force oneself to lie to someone. Write your answer in the space above the English sentence. Now read your answer.
Cham chai tua.
Frame 494. Read the first word there.
Tua.
Which means to trick someone into doing something. Now read the next three words. The first one is
ti.
And means to hit. The second one is
ge,
and means buddy. The third one is
get,
and means sheep. Now read the sentence below.
Gu tua ge gu di get.
Translate that sentence into English. It means, I tricked my buddy into hitting the sheep. Frame 495. Read the sentence you see there.
Gu cham chai tua ge gu di ge.
Listen to the sentence again.
Gu cham chai tua ge gu di ge.
Now translate this sentence into English. The answer is, I forced myself to trick my buddy into hitting the sheep. In this sentence, we can see three sentences put into each other. This process is called embedding. It is very common. It is frequently used to construct complex sentences. The sentences embedded are, read the first one.
Gu cham chai
means I forced myself. Now read the second one. Don't read the part in the parenthesis.
Tua ge gu
means to trick my buddy. Now read the third sentence, except for the part in the parenthesis.
Di ge
means to hit the sheep. Frame 496. Read the first part there.
Di chai
Now read the next word.
Chia.
Now read the last word.
Cửa.
Now read the sentence.
Cú đi chạy tuốt cơ cú cửa chia.
Listen to it again.
Cú đi chạy tuốt cơ cú cửa chia.
Now translate the sentence into English. It means, I willingly tricked my buddy into feeding the bats. Now we would like you to break the sentence down into three sentences. What would the first sentence be? Look at answer number one and read it.
Cú đi chạy.
Which means, I was glad or I was willing. What would the second sentence be? Look at answer number two and read it.
Tuốt cơ cú.
Which means, to trick my buddy. And the third sentence would be? Look at answer number three and read it.
Cửa chìa.
Which means to feed the bats. Now, look for the three sentences as the sentence is read again.
Cú đi chạy tuốt cơ cú cửa chìa.
Frame 497. Read the first word.
Chô.
This is a stative verb, and it means to swell or to be swollen. Stative verbs may serve as modifiers of noun phrases, or may be verb phrases acting as a predicate. The translation into English will vary accordingly. Now read number two.
Ta.
It means I. Now read the next word in the same line.
Got that?
It means screen. And the next word is
tâm,
which means to bump into. Now turn the page and observe the translation of the word
chỗ
in the following examples. Read example A.
Chia tâm cách tế, tà chô.
Which means, the bat bumped into the bamboo screen and its eyes became swollen. Now read example B.
Chia tà chô tâm cách tế.
Which means, the swollen-eyed bat bumped into the bamboo screen. Please notice that in example A,
ta chỗ
acts as predicate, and in example B,
ta chỗ
acts as a modifier of the word
chia.
Frame 498. Read this sentence.
Ta cu chỗ.
What is the function of
chỗ,
and how would you translate it in that sentence? It is a verb phrase acting as a predicate. The translation is swelled up or got swollen. Now translate the whole sentence. The answer is, my eyes got swollen or swelled up. Frame 499, read the first word there.
To.
It means table. What's the next word?
Get.
It means sheep. Now read the sentence.
Get ta cho tam to.
Now translate the sentence. The answer is, the swollen-eyed sheep bumped into the table. What is the function of
jo
here? It's a modifier of
ta.
What does it mean? It means swollen. Frame 500. This is a mid-class initial consonant and is pronounced
to-bo.
It is the same sound as in the Lao word
bo,
meaning no or not. Frame 501. When you listen to this consonant, observe that the vocal cords are vibrating throughout.
Bo. Bo. Bo.
Frame 502. This consonant is similar in pronunciation to B in English, in that in both sounds, the explosion is made by stopping the air with both lips and releasing it quickly. Although both sounds are voiced, voicing begins shortly after the air is released with English B, and shortly before with Laotian
bo.
Listen to this difference as the two words are pronounced in pairs. Lao first, English second.
Bo.
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 Bo. Frame 503. Now pronounce
to bo.
After the tape.
To bo. To bo. To bo.
Frame 504. Observe how
to bo
is written. Begin at the upper left-hand corner with clockwise circle. Go down and across, forming a smooth arc at the bottom, and proceed straight upwards. Be sure to stop when the right hand and the left-hand lines are even. Frame 505. Write
to bo
as it is read to you.
To bo. To bo. To bo.
Check your results by looking at frame 504. Frame 506. If
to go sara
is pronounced
ga,
how would
to bo sara
be pronounced?
Ba.
Frame 507. If you pronounced
ga
and
ba
correctly, you said them on a high pitch contour. What features in the writing system indicate that the pitch contour on these words should be high? The answer is the initial mid-class consonant and the short vowel. Frame 508. Pronounce these words after the tape. Number one.
Ba.
Number two.
Bi.
Number three.
Bu.
Number four.
Be.
Number five.
Bo.
Number six.
Be.
Frame 509. Read these words. The tape will confirm your response. Number one.
Bo.
Number two.
Bu.
Number three.
Ba.
Number four.
Be.
Number five.
Bi.
Number six.
Be.
Frame 510. Write these words as you hear them. Number one.
Bi.
Number two.
Ba.
Number three.
Bo.
Number four.
Bet.
Number five.
Bet.
Number six.
Bu.
Check your answers. Frame 511. These words begin with mid-class initial consonant
bo
and end in long vowels and are pronounced with low pitch contour. Listen. Number one.
Bo.
Number two.
Bo.
Number three.
Ba.
Number four.
Bo.
Number five.
Bia.
Number six.
Ba.
Now pronounce them after the tape. Begin pronouncing the
bo
before you actually open your mouth. Number one.
Bo.
Number two.
Bo.
Number three.
Ba.
Number four.
Bo.
Number five.
Bia.
Number six.
Ba.
Frame 512. Read these words. The tape will confirm your response. Number one.
B.
Number two.
B.
Number three.
Bo.
Number four.
Bia.
Number five.
Bua.
Number six.
Bo.
Frame 513. Write these words. Number one.
Bia.
Number two.
bua.
Number 3.
Bear.
Number 4.
Ba.
Number 5.
Bo.
Number 6.
Bo.
Frame 514. Listen to these pairs of words. Number 1.
Bai bua.
Number 2.
Bo bao.
Number 3.
Bia bo.
Number 4.
Bua ka.
Frame 515. Repeat these words after the tape. Number 1.
Bia bo.
Number 2.
Bai bua.
Number 3.
Bua ka.
Number 4.
Bo bao.
Frame 516. Read the words in frame 514. The tape will confirm your response. Number 1.
Bai bua.
Number 2.
Bo bao.
Number 3.
Bia bao.
Number 4.
Bua ka.
Frame 517. Write these words. Number 1.
Bia bo.
Number 2.
Bai bua.
Number 3.
Bua ka.
Number 4.
Bo bao.
Now check your answer by looking at frame 515. Frame 518. Listen to these words. Number 1.
Bi bơ.
Number 2.
Bọ bao.
Number 3.
Bi bò.
Number 4.
Bọ chùa.
Frame 519. Repeat these words after the tape. Number 1.
Bi bò.
Number 2.
Bi bơ.
Number 3.
Bọ chùa.
Number 4.
Bọ bao.
Frame 520. Go back and read frame 518. Number 1.
Bị bờ.
Number two.
Bọ bầu.
Number three.
Bị bò.
Number four.
Bọ chùa.
Frame 521. Write these words as you hear them read on the tape. Number one.
Bọ chùa.
Number two.
Bị bò.
Number three.
Bọ bầu.
Number four.
Bị bờ.
Check your answers. This is the end of tape 15. Reading Lao, a programmed introduction. Foreign Service Institute.